Quantum Increments of Progress, written by Z. Charnot, June 6, 1998, Part 3. Anything and everything to which you direct your attention is also something with which you exchange energy and pattern. Because of the inherent connectedness of everything to everything else via some circuit or network directed partly by attention. Attention is developed awareness. To acknowledge a larger context is to participate in a larger scheme, an interactive scheme, a scheme of circuited links and connections with an ever-increasing oneness. Heading: Morality Defined. To define morality, what can a human being do, think, imagine, and be that heeds the larger context of remoteness in space or remoteness in time? The kind of remoteness of such as those who are distant in space or distant in time. Those engaging in the larger scheme acknowledge the larger context. They encompass posterity in their concern, in their compassion, and in their care. Advancement constitutes a change in location towards some destination. The term advancement is used metaphorically to mean an upward trend in rank or in position. Evolution involves a progression of changes yielding advantages for a species and or for that species' ecosystemic relationships. Ecology is physiology extended to the environment. So, advantages for a species' ecosystemic relationships may mean a greater number of such relationships, a greater number of kinds of such relationships, or a greater flow in the established relationships. Physiology is the functioning of an organism or an entity. Onward motion views a goal towards which life may move. The advancement, the progression, the evolution, the forwardness, the upwardness, or the onwardness, which is the subject of this document, is that of human nature in particular, but of life in general. Heading: Life stream currents. Life can only be understood as an open system. That which lives has an abundant flow, a flow of energy, of pattern, of substance, and of information, flowing into and out of its fund of being and its center of being. These terms, fund of being and center of being, will be more elaborately defined later. However, the terms fund of being and center of being arise from the holding delay or the retentive hesitation or containment of some stimuli awaiting further input stimuli or some formulation of perceptions with which to combine before resolving or determining an exportable effort. Heading: Elastic and inertial properties. The fund of being has an elastic or a deformable property, strain, which is unit deformation per unit length of dimension. The center of being has an inertial property, a force per unit motion in a specific direction or set of directions following a dimensional gradient. This inertial property applies to the behavior of atoms. The electron provides a response of elasticity, a compression and an expansion. The nucleus provides an inertial property, a displacement with kinetic energy or energy of motion. Heading: Metabolic Processes. Life metabolically, molecular and cellular buildup and breakdown, processes this flow of pattern, of substance, and of information. The question inferred is, in what direction do these metabolic processes progress? How do these metabolic processes advance, evolve, or go forward? Some sequence or some sequences of transformation yield an increase in function, a system gain, due to a kind and a degree of order, composed and synthesized, heeding ever greater ranges of adaptive poise, response, readiness, and preparedness. All molecules, all atoms, and their member charge structures and charge motions have a flow of energy and of pattern, constantly and continuously moving into and out of the charge entities. To repeat, there is no such thing as one and the same increment of energy which constitutes a charge at any two adjacent increments of time. There is a flow into and a flow out of everything. What determines the source of inflow and the destination of outflow? Everything is part of an open system. Everything is linked or is connected through some field, in some network, or through some circuit to everything else. Heading: the living and the unliving. What discriminates between the living and the unliving? What discriminates between the more living and the less living? Is the discrimination a matter of the scale of order? Mites and microbes, such as bacteria, are alive. There are unicellular microbes and multicellular microbes. Should we call a scale at which we can witness an organism visually unaided a macrobe, such as an insect? Is the distinction between the living and the unliving the inclusion of substance and information as part of the flow in life? Isn't substance, or mass, just a form of energy, E equals mc squared, having a pattern, where E stands for energy, m stands for mass or substance, and c is the velocity of light? Isn't pattern just the underlying nature of information? Is there some index of life, some more alive or less alive indicator? Is it the kind of energy, of pattern, of substance, and or of information which constitutes the difference between the living and the unliving? Is it how much energy, pattern, substance, and information which flows per unit time? Is it the range or the spectrum of energy and the intricacy of pattern which distinguishes life, the living, from the unliving? It is the intent of this document to answer these foregoing questions by an examination of matrix, potentiation, catalysis, experience, signification, and transformation. Heading: events and processes. Life involves sequences, sets, and clusters of events and of processes. Sequences, sets, and clusters of events and processes are defined partly by intervals, by quiescence, by spatial intervals, and temporal quiescence. Events and processes are linked or are connected. Please proceed to part 4.